President Truman's remarks in the Cadet Dining Hall at West Point, 20 May, 1952.
Battalion! Attention! Gentlemen, the President of the United States of America. Today, I was telling my Missouri cadet friends here that the only ones who are suffering and having trouble are the ones who are my hosts. It's always a nuisance to have the President of the United States around. He has to have certain special treatment, which is for the presidency and not for the individual. You must always bear in mind that the presidency of this great republic of ours is the greatest office in the history of the world. It is the most important office in the world, and the man in it must do everything he can to cause all the people at home and abroad to respect that office for what it is. It came and was forced upon us because we didn't want to assume the responsibility. We refused to assume that responsibility in 1920, and the Third World War was the result. Well, beginning in 1938, when Hitler went into Poland, it began to dawn on the people at the head of the government of the United States that we had a place in the world which had to be filled. We're trying our best to fill that place in the world. You young men, who will be the future generals and the men who will help form the military policy of the United States, have a responsibility which you will have to assume just as soon as you finish your education. Now, this is a great school. I was just telling my young friends from Missouri here that this school has produced some of the greatest men in the history of our country. This school has made a contribution that is one of the greatest in the history of the country. I'm proud to be your visitor today on that account. I'm just as proud, as I must interpolate here, of the Naval Academy and its cadets. And I want to see you become the leaders and the citizens in our military setup that you should. General Bradley this afternoon is going to give you a lecture on what it means to be a graduate of this school and what your responsibilities are and what our military policy really is. Now, I didn't intend to give you a lecture on citizenship and the presidency of the United States, but I thought maybe you'd be interested in knowing that the president himself, an individual, like everybody else, must keep his eye on the ball in an effort to attain the respect for the office that it deserves. It took me a long time to understand why people would come in to see me and be timid or scared and couldn't talk. And then I had to remember back when I was in the United States Senate and when I used to have to go and call on President Roosevelt once or twice a week, I was always scared and embarrassed because I was before the greatest office in the world and one of the finest men also that ever lived and ever occupied it. And in order for me to understand how people feel when they come to see me, I have to remember my experience myself. I couldn't appreciate it for a long time, but I do now, and I try my level best to make people feel that they do not have to be afraid of the president because he's only interested in the welfare of the whole country. He has nothing else to do but to see that the country runs as it should and to see that we keep our friends in the world so we won't have another Third World War, and so you won't have to go and be cannon fodder. I hope you remember that.